Today, I want to welcome Hands at Work in Africa. So we have George Snyman and his wife Carolyn here with us and some more from the great team, people I've been on mission trip with in the past over to Zambia, and the lovely Busi, which I'm going to invite out just now. So Busi is a care worker in Africa and she works with the Hands at Work in Africa model, and she's like a mum to so many people. She has such a beautiful mother's heart. So I'm going to hand over to you and look forward to hearing what you have to say. Welcome, Busi.
Thank you so much. Good morning. Happy Mother's Day to all the mums here. I'm Busi, and in Africa you don't have to be a mother to have your own children to be mother, because there's children to be mothered all the time. And this morning I was thinking about Mother's Day, and I realized that in our journey of life, God provides what we need along the way. And one of his provisions along the way has been to be given mothers who coach us as we walk and as we grow. And I'm part of Hands at Work, and early in my involvement with Hands at Work, I realized that we've got amazing, amazing women that God brings to care for orphaned and vulnerable children in our communities. And I was introduced to one of those women. We call them care workers. They are volunteers from local churches that visit children in their homes. They cook for them at our care point. They advocate for them at schools, and they make sure that these kids are taken to the clinic when they are sick. But I was introduced to this amazing woman whose name is Nesta. And those who have visited Africa, our South Africa care points, would know her. She had a very difficult life herself. She is the mother of 7 children. She was the 3rd wife in the marriage that she was in, and her husband passed away. But when she met Jesus, it changed her life. And the reason I thought of her today is because she didn't just mother the children who are orphans in the communities where she served. She mothered us, some of Hands at Work volunteers, locals and international volunteers. And there are just few things that stood out about her that impacted my life as I continue to serve the children in Africa. One of those was how selfless Nesta is. Even though her life was difficult, she didn't look within herself and feel sorry for herself. She gave her life on behalf of many children. She is so generous. Her house is a house to many children, and many of our volunteers have stayed with her. And when you stay in her home, you know that prayer is the foundation of that household. So she cared for the children, and in her area we've got 4 care points, and they include probably plus or minus 300 children. I wouldn't be lying if I say to you she knows every family where those children come from. She will tell you the story. She will tell you when the parents passed away, what is happening with these children. And she asked at some point to say, can I retire from being a care worker? Because she was just getting tired. And we're like, what are we gonna do? She wants to stop. And we release her. To our amazement, she didn't stop. She continued to visit the children with us. But one of the things she's doing up to today is to mobilize women in her community. And there's a hill next to her home. And every morning, the 2nd week of every month, I think they do it 2 weeks in a month, they walk at 5 o'clock, they walk to this hill. They pray for children by names. They pray for community issues. They pray for broken families, for marriages. And some of us were blessed. Many times we visited her home to be part of that prayer. And I look at her and I think, what am I doing with my life? Am I just doing it today because it's convenient, or I'm gonna continue caring even when nobody's watching, like Nesta is doing? And I just want to encourage us today to say, you know, God has given us lives, and there are people who are watching us, but there are people who just need that love and care, that hug, that mother or that father, and we just need to open our eyes and see those people. Happy Mother's Day to mothers. We are all invited to participate in what God is caring. We can all be like Nesta in our lifetime. Bless you.
And I'll invite George up to bring us the message today.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for allowing us to be in your beautiful church. Coming from Africa, this is just so beautiful. And thank you very much, Tanya. We love Tanya. She's been in part of Hands for years and always welcome us and always encourage us. And I don't know if she's always laughing, but every time I see her, she's always full of joy. And so we are grateful to be here this morning, and of course on a special day like today. So thank you for making us feel welcome. You know, it's so incredibly beautiful if we take a moment just to consider how we as sons and daughters, you know, even for me to say these words coming from Africa, where we see so many fatherless children. But this morning for us as sons and daughters of our Father, to know that every one of us matter. And together with our different colors, our different thickness or the threads, we are woven into the most beautiful tapestry for the world to see the kingdom of God. And so we heard the story of Nesta this morning. Nesta is very close to my heart, and she's one of the pillars in Africa, role modeling to us how to care and how to love. But the truth of the fact is, Nesta cannot do it on her own. She can't. She needs support. And that is ordained by our Father to bring this tapestry together from different places, most unlike people, weaving us together, displaying the love of God. Now, I know He never promised us that it would be easy, but He promised that He will be with us in the midst of the storms. We will not be alone. You know, and this promise and these amazing people that show this picture to us, the Bible are full of them. So many beautiful characters. As I was thinking about today and I was thinking about Mother's Day, two specific characters came up to me. But the first one was, of course, Elizabeth, the mother of John. In Luke 1, we read about the Well, it's incredible what the Bible is saying about her, that she was righteous and blameless. She must have been a woman like Nesta, a woman who walked in integrity and her faith, and yet things did not go well for her. She had a tough life. She and her husband, no matter how much they tried, no matter how much they prayed, it seemed like there would never be a child, which in that social context was a very tough to be place for a woman. But then after many years, in Luke 1 verse 13, we see this beautiful picture where it says, "Your prayers have been heard." And this morning, I want to take us to a thing that came out as John the Baptist was promised. Not only did our Father give John the Baptist to Elizabeth, something that she yearned for, but He said, "Through your son, I will bless a nation." And that is the heart of our Father. He always say, through you, I will bless you. Sometimes it's tough to get there, but I will, I'm faithful, and I will bless you. But for that blessing to flow out completely, it will never end with you. You will always become a blessing to others. You know, Bushy just touched on it, but when Nesta lost her husband, according to her culture, she wasn't allowed to go and care for our children anymore. She was housebound, dressed in black, for I think 7 years. And Nesta stood up and she said no to her culture. She went counterculture, and we as followers of our Father and His Son, we are called to say no to the things that prevent us from being a blessing. And so I want you to be encouraged this morning by Nesta and by Elizabeth, that both of them were blessed to be a blessing. Now I want to tell you this, year in February in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, we met a child called La Mama. La Mama was 5 years old and she weighed 8 kilograms. La Mama's mother, in her mind, she had to make a choice which of her children would survive, because there was no way that all of them could survive. And La Mama was not chosen. An angel who's a mother of six, an angel who got so many challenges just to keep her own family surviving, found out about La Mama. It was 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I'll never forget. She was on the phone with me, I was actually talking to her. And I said, angel, okay, go home, and tomorrow morning, we're going to take it further. We're going to rescue La Mama. You know, we are rescuers, because we were rescued. And angel said to me, no, Papa George, I'm not going home. I cannot leave La Mama. I'm taking La Mama to the hospital today. There was no cars. It was getting dark. She had 6 children at home. It was tough. In the DRC, you don't want to walk around at night. But angel said, I'm not going home. 8 o'clock that night, La Mama was booked in with a Christian doctor, and they started caring for her. You know, Angel by herself, like Mother Nesta, have mobilized hundreds of people in and outside Africa, as far as Canada's west coast. She has inspired people to step out and to be blessed, to be a blessing. And yesterday morning, this is how fresh this is. Yesterday morning, I got this photo from La Mama. This is March, April, May. You see, Jesus said, I've come to bring life and life in abundance. And then he gave us a startling statement. He said, as the Father has sent me, I now send you. And you will even do greater things than I will, because I am with my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do that. He was saying, I will bless you. I will give to you to be a blessing. Can you imagine that beautiful tapestry in the Congo that angel is busy weaving together in a country with no hope? She's busy showing there is hope. May I take 2 minutes to quickly touch on another lady, Jesus' mother Mary. She was called blessed and highly favored. But you know, Mary had no social status. She had no reason that God should have chosen her. Unlike Elizabeth, Mary was a nobody living in a country hill, little village, and yet she was chosen. And she was called highly favored and blessed. Isn't that beautiful? And again, Mary, like Elizabeth, was blessed, and she faced many challenges as a teenage girl, being pregnant outside wedlock. But she went through it and she said, "Let your will be done," because she had an understanding that through her, the world could be blessed. And were we not blessed when her son and our Savior was born? The Bible says Mary was blessed to have Jesus in her. That was why she was blessed. And we, you and me, we've got Jesus in us. Jesus said, "I'm in the Father and I am in you." And if Jesus is in us, we've got the same Jesus in us that Mary had in her. And Mary blessed the world. You and me are called to be a blessing to the world. We are called because Jesus is in us. And as Mary said, "Yes, Lord." As angel said, "Yes, Lord." As Numsa and Nesta said, "Yes, Lord." As Busi said, "Yes, Lord." I want to urge each one of us this morning. You are chosen. You're adopted. And all you have to do is to say, "Yes, Lord," and to see the world being blessed through you. Amen.